Anybody in the room who would like to testify in opposition to this bill? Welcome, Commissioner.
Thank you very much.
I will not enforce the 3 minutes on you.
Thank you very much. I was going to request that. Why my font is large, there is a little bit of information I need to pass along to the committee. Senator Rennie, Representative Hepler, distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. My name is Patrick Kelleher. I'm here to testify on behalf of the department in opposition to LD 563. You heard from Senator Brakey and Representative Falkingham about the merits of this, and at face value, frankly, I love the idea, but I'm going to go into some details of why it's a bad idea. LD 563 creates a new subsection of law regarding Maine's territorial waters. Under the existing definition of territorial waters in Title 12, this term means all waters of the state of Maine within the rise and fall of the sea of the tide seaward to 3 nautical miles. This bill amends Title 1 to claim Maine jurisdiction over and control of all waters and all submerged lands underlying those waters within the rise and fall seaward out to 12 nautical miles. Whether or not the state of Maine could unilaterally assert its sovereignty or jurisdiction beyond the 3 mile limit under the current constitutional and statutory framework has and was explored in a legal and policy analysis prepared by DMR, by the Maine Law Institute, by the Marine Law Institute of the University of Maine back in 1997. Their determination was that such a claim would not be legitimate. The seaward boundary of the state is defined by the Submerged Lands Act. The SLA is a U.S. federal law that recognizes the title of the state to submerged navigable lands within the boundaries at the time they entered the Union. They include navigable waters, such as rivers, as well as marine waters within the state boundaries, generally 3 geographic miles from the coastline. Because the Submerged Lands Act is a federal law, any inconsistencies with laws would be preempted under the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution. Some states have pursued an argument in the court that for historical reasons, they are entitled to a boundary of 3 marine leagues instead of 3 nautical miles. A marine league is equal to 3 nautical miles or up to 12. So another approach to modifying the state's boundaries would be to seek an amendment to the Federal Submerged Lands Act, extending state jurisdictions. These are among the potentially available avenues to achieve a legally valid change in the state's seaward boundary. You will also see some written testimony from the Maine Pilots Association will refer to a Supreme Court decision where the state of Maine pursued this all the way to the Supreme Court and lost. I did not have that information, but we could potentially find it for the work session for you. Setting aside the issues of legality, it's also worth discussing what such a change could actually accomplish. In a press conference earlier this year, it was noted by the representative that this bill was in response to the overregulation of Maine lobster industry by the federal government. I do not disagree with that statement about overregulation, and I, as you know, fight that issue daily. However, it's important to understand that the application of the Endangered Species Act or the Marine Mammal Protection Act is not limited to federal waters. So a change of state water jurisdiction would have no effect on the applicability of federal whale regulations. In fact, expanding state waters out to 12 miles would increase the amount of risk associated with the Maine lobster fishery by allowing more of the fishing effort and associated vertical lines to move farther offshore. Current license holders who do not have a federal permit are limited to fishing within that 3 mile limit. If those same license holders, roughly almost 4,000 of the 5,000 license holders that we have, if those same license holders could fish farther offshore as 12 nautical miles, it will result in a higher rate of co-occurrence with right whales, creating more risk that will then need to be further mitigated. Now, we hope with the work that we're doing with the money from the Consolidated Appropriation Act, or the Omnibus Act, excuse me, as well as the court cases will change that equation. But right now we're dealing with risk that increases the farther you go offshore. Finally, successfully obtaining jurisdiction over waters out to 12 miles would come with many other obligations for DMR, which would require additional resources for the department to meet. Some of those examples include Marine Patrol's enforcement of our Title 12 Marine Resources laws and regulations. We may incur additional boat fuel and operating cost expenses due to fishing activities in state waters spreading out beyond the 3 mile line out to 12 miles, rather within that limited area of 3 miles. It may take a patrol boat more time and resources to board and inspect lobster boats that are going to be spread out throughout that area, rather than located in, a 10 by 3 nautical mile area that a particular patrol boat may patrol. This logic would also apply to locating, hauling, and inspecting fixed gear. We also have an MOU with the U.S. Coast Guard for recreational boating safety that specifies that the Marine Patrol will investigate and complete reports on all recreational boating incidents occurring upon the waters concurrent jurisdiction. Currently, the coastal waters up to 3 nautical miles. A change to 12 nautical miles would potentially result in an increase in time and expense to investigate and report additional boating casualties. I'm not suggesting this is a four-time increase because the amount of recreational boaters is going to be much closer to shore, but we do envision an increase from that perspective. And then lastly, the Maine Marine Patrol officers may concurrently enforce Title 17A criminal law within the jurisdiction of 3 nautical miles. Increasing the state jurisdiction to 12 nautical miles would again be similar to the recreational boating incident investigative efforts. Increasing Marine Patrol's potential workload, investigating and taking enforcement actions for incidents involving Title 12 violations. This is not something that is uncommon for DMR to deal with in gear conflicts, for instance, where two boats come together and collide or threats are made. When they are made outside of 3 nautical miles, which we have many, we do turn those over to either OLE or if it rises to a significant level to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. While the department, again, shares the frustrations caused by the expectations of additional federal regulations on Maine lobster industry, LD 563 cannot achieve the jurisdictional changes that it seeks, and it would not provide the relief from federal regulations. It would increase the amount of risk to the fisheries as it is currently presented, and it would create new and unwanted responsibilities for DMR's Bureau of Marine Patrol. For these reasons, we ask that the committee vote ought not to pass. Thank you very much for your consideration. I'd be happy to answer any questions that the committee might have.
Representative Davis.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner, so from what I've heard from you today, basically, if I'm hearing it correctly, there's absolutely nothing we can do with this, correct? I mean, regardless on how this committee votes,
You could vote and put this into place, but it would not be recognized by the federal government because of that supremacy clause that I brought up earlier. It would have to be changed in federal statute, the Federal Submerged Lands Act, in order to achieve that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Representative Thorne.
Thank you, Commissioner, for shedding some light on some things for us. My question is, I guess, you went back to, I think it was stating that what the jurisdiction was at the time the state became statehood or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering how Texas gets out to 9 miles and Maine has to stay with 3 miles because we were what, part of Massachusetts?
Yeah. And don't remind me of that.
And they're trying to get the state there one camp at a time.
I can't answer that. Years ago in another job that I had, I dealt with Gulf Coast states. And when you look at the Gulf of Mexico and how those 3 mile boundaries or how those boundaries came out, I think it was determined back during the development of the Submerged Lands Act back in the 50s, I believe, that created that difference just because of the geographical differences between the Gulf of Mexico and the East Coast. That's I want to just make sure that's clear. That is an observation of mine. I'm not sure if that's fact, but we can look into that a little more.
And if I understood what you stated in your testimony, that there's a possibility that it could be a claim misinterpretation rule of 3 leagues versus 3 miles.
Yeah, and I believe that was part of, I need to go back and look at that Supreme Court case, but I know that has been an argument in many of these disputes over time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Very thorough. Thank you.
I just for the committee's information, Representative Falkingham talked about the difference between when he gave up that it was just a checkbox on his license for fishing in the EEZ. The EEZ is from the 3 mile line up to 200 nautical miles, but we have area lobster area one, which goes out from 3 miles out to 20 to 40 miles, depending on the area of the coast. And back in 1999, the federal government, because of concerns about the lobster resource, just when other states were also looking at changes to the lobster management, developed a moratorium for federal permits. That's where and why Representative Falkingham had to pay for his federal permits, because they were not unlimited. And because they were not unlimited, they had a value. So that 1999 period is when the federal government came in and said, okay, hold on, we have too much effort here. You now have to buy, or you have to have a federal permit. If you were checking that box, you got one. In the case of many fishermen, they stopped checking that box, or they had left the fishery. They're only fishing in state waters. And then they were left in a situation where then they had to go buy that federal permit. So that issue back in the 90s is directly related to the moratorium that was put in place on accessing federal waters off the coast of Maine. Just want to make sure that was clear to the committee.
Representative Dill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So on that same issue, then, does that mean that some fishermen have free permits and some have permits that they have to pay for in that area?
Yeah. At the time that it was put in place, if you were checking that box, you were permitted. And then if you wanted to access it afterwards, you had to actually buy that permit, and they're very expensive now.
Hmm.
Yep. Yep.
Well,
just for the work session, if possible, I mean, is there a way that if this is a federal issue that we can appeal to their federal delegation? In other words, to look at that or have them look at that to determine our sovereignty on the federal level, if it's not issue?
There would be nothing obviously stopping the legislature from engaging the delegation or the federal administration on that issue.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Representative Falkingham is going to have to give you all a shore lunch with lobsters and clams and corn before this is all over. I'm just saying. Two times.
I'd like to schedule for the summer, please. Yes.
He's one visit away.